we're going to celebrate communion, and we celebrate communion in this church once a month. We believe God is worthy of our praise, our adoration, and He does and did so many fantastic things for us. We come together and do communion because we do it in remembrance of Him. That's what the Bible says to do, isn't it? Doesn't the Bible say that? Who can say amen?
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord," the Apostle Paul said, "that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.'" Now, to comment on the scripture for a moment, or a few other comments, we don't require you to be a member of this congregation, thank you, brothers, to partake of communion. But what's essential is to have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. If you haven't done so, do that today. He loves you so much, and so do we, and we'll celebrate with you. But celebrate communion not as a tradition, not as a religion, but as a relationship, an expression of relationship with Jesus, who did this for you and for me. "In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. So what we do is we pause and take a couple of moments to reflect before the Lord, is all right between you and me? That being the case, then you also examine, is everything right between me and my brother or sister in the Lord? And if not, lots of times we've been taught throughout the years that you better not take communion. No, what you need to do is make that heart right and then take communion, so you get to participate in all of the powerful blessings as He imparts His presence to you and to me through communion. If that brother or sister is here in this room that you might need to talk to for a few minutes, we're just going to pause and be quiet and close our eyes in prayer, and we won't pay a bit of attention to you going to that person if you need to do so. Most importantly, make that relationship right. If that person is not here, make a covenant between you and God that you will take care of that relationship on your first opportunity to do so after this service today. And then celebrate communion in the way He desires, full of remembrance, full of thanksgiving for what He's done. Let's pause before the Lord. Lord Jesus, we come to You this morning with such thanksgiving in remembrance of You. Jesus, You took the beating, the bruising. You took it all on Yourself. You took our stripes that we deserved, that our unrighteousness earned. And yet, Jesus, You took it, undeserved, unearned, on our behalf. You were beaten, bruised, battered, and bloodied for us to take our sins away. Lord Jesus, we thank You for all that You have done. Today, we come with thanks. If you've not given your life to the Lord, I urge you, pray along with me right now, even as I lead in prayer. If you've already prayed this prayer, that's fine. Just support us as we pray. Lord Jesus, right now by faith, I come to You. I know that You are the only Savior, that You went to the cross for me. You suffered and died for me. You were buried for me. And You rose again for me. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them. And I surrender my life wholly and fully to You. Be my Lord and Savior. And I receive You by faith right now. Thank you that I'm forgiven. That I'm made clean. That I am yours. And you are mine. Now let's partake of this bread together in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Come on, can you say thank you out loud to him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, the Eucharist, the celebration. Thank you, Lord, for so many it's a somber occasion, but it's also a celebration because you've done it all for us. And we're free from sin by your mercy, your grace, and all that you have done. Now, Lord, as we partake of the fruit of the vine, we know that this covenant, this new covenant, this New Testament was ratified and sealed by the blood you shed. There's victory in the blood. There's power in the blood. And our lives are changed and washed clean by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we even do this now in remembrance of you. Let's partake together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are so good.